Broadcasting from Cradio HQ, this is The Rush Hour with Jason Rushton.
Welcome to The Rush Hour. It's Tuesday, the 23rd of November. Well, right now I'm actually on retreat at Jamberoo Abbey, south of Sydney, and hence this program is pre-recorded. How is it possible to pre-record a current affairs program? Well, in the absence of reliable prophetic gifts, I've instead put together a short program on this day in Catholic history, November the 23rd. So sit back and join me on this short adventure through time. On this day in 912, Otto the Great was born. He was a German king from 936 and Roman emperor from 962 to 973, who strengthened the church and advanced Christianity throughout his lands. He attempted to subordinate the church to the state. He repulsed and decisively defeated a Hungarian invasion of Christian Germany in 955. This defeat at the Battle of Lechfeld facilitated the Christianizing and civilizing of the Hungarian people. His use of the church to help order the empire brought about a renewal of culture. It was on the evening of this day in 1654 that the French mathematician Blaise Pascal underwent a profound religious conversion. It was the result of a mystical vision that lasted 2 hours and which he called a night of fire. In this powerful event, known as the Memorial, Pascal experienced fire, the god of Abraham, the god of Isaac, the god of Jacob. These are all his own words, not of the philosophers and intellectuals, the god of Jesus Christ. Not long after this mysterious encounter with God, Pascal began writing notes for what he planned to be a thorough apologetic for Christianity. However, he started to experience serious physical ailments and was often unable to sleep for long periods of time or consume much food or drink. He died at the age of 39, his body ravaged by illness. Intercollegiate football at Notre Dame began on the 23rd of November, 1887, when the Irish lost to Michigan 8-0, inaugurating one of the oldest and fiercest rivalries in college football. President Dwight Eisenhower once said, "An atheist is a guy who watches a Notre Dame-SMU football game and doesn't care who wins." Miguel Pro was martyred on this day in 1927. The Mexican Jesuit priest was executed during the persecution of the Catholic Church under the presidency of Plutarco Elias Calles, after trumped-up charges of involvement in an assassination attempt against former president Alvaro Obregón. Father Pro was beatified by John Paul II as a martyr on the 25th of September 1988. And on this day in 1970, Pope Paul VI issued a decree barring cardinals over the age of 80 from voting for a new pope. And that's all for today's program. Thanks for listening. We'll be back with you again tomorrow. God bless you and your loved ones.